Thank you so very much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to join me for another delightful adventure. This time we're going to be paying a visit to somewhere that I'm quite fond of. It's a setting that already exists, a place we can travel to through the dreamscape, as all concepts, ideas, places, and things are somewhat connected by dreams, and thus they make the perfect bridge to cross worlds. We're going to the setting of the Human Domestication Guide by my wonderful friend, Glitchy Robo. And we're going to be finding out a little bit what it's like for you to be, well, domesticated. And with that in mind, why don't we get started? Because I know I want to be over there having a lovely time. So, I would assume, since you're listening, you do as well. It's very simple. All we have to do is get you into a nice, comfortable position, allowing your body to shift as it needs at any point throughout the following. And as we do that, we're also going to work on your mind for a little while, pulling its attention and focus to my voice, to my words, the passing of time in this place, where for a little while we're stepping away from the world, letting our focus on everything outside of the now fall away, and instead focus and fixate on my voice. A very simple request, a very simple task, and if you do happen to think of anything else at any point during this, that's totally fine, as I know your attention will come back to my voice. Inevitably, eventually, always, until of course I'm done speaking. Well, anyways, just letting yourself get cozy and comfy. That's it. Perfect. You're doing wonderful for me. Just allowing yourself to take nice, natural, deep breaths. Whatever pace feels good for you. Letting yourself slow down. Letting all of the goals and wants and desires and needs of the day temporarily be set down, where you can pick them up later once you've finished. But for this little while, for this little moment, we're going to spend some time together going on an adventure through the dreamscape to somewhere that really shines. It's blooming full of good ideas. You can feel your body growing more distant, the world around you following suit, sounds, the feelings, sensations, gently muting as though someone was drawing a lampshade on them, as though the light, the noise, the world was slowly fading out, feeling the soft support of a cool, cloudy region. The dreamscape is amorphous, indeterminate, unspecific, and delightfully relaxing to enter. A place in which possibilities lead into many different spaces, many different places. And you can be transported to any one of them for a little while, to step into someone else's life, step into someone else's experience. Yes, that's it. Just let those clouds swirl around you, feeling them pull away everything that isn't here, isn't now, isn't this, isn't what we're doing. None of that is important at the moment. Any of it that might happen to come up can simply be drawn away into the wonderful clouds that dance around you, that pull and push, twist and massage so softly as they rub against you. It feels very good to be brought to this place of relaxation and focus and fixation, to be allowed the opportunity to step away from the world, knowing that I'm going to safely transport you back when we're done, but for this little interlude, you can be far, far away. You don't need to think. You don't need to do. You can just listen and sink into these clouds, fall gently and slowly into the dream. And of course, it's a lot like laying down, a lot like falling asleep. In fact, I've often heard that entering the dreamscape as you are now is a lot like the way you feel when you first wake up early in the morning. That sensation of half-consciousness, awareness of something outside of the internal, awareness that you are somewhere, but not thinking, not doing, just existing, being carried along in the moment. Especially when given guidance, a voice, a word, a story. You can feel the gentle pull in the distance in the dreamscape. You might even look that way and see through the swirls of mist and ideas, dreams and hopes, that there is a beautiful blossom of clouds, tinged pink with joy and happiness, an interesting space, a place that has forged itself, grown rapidly. And amidst that blossom is a swirl, a pattern in the center, pulling you in irresistibly to a place and a time in which humans are pets, pets for the affinity. And as you slip into that moment, you'll find yourself as a passenger to the experience of one of those pets, who just so happens to be hurriedly trying to rub a dirty stain off of their dress. Brightly colored as it is, it's pretty hard to hide the fact that, well, rummaging around, was it? Oh, yes, cleaning. Trying to clean, trying to be helpful. It was a good intent, really it was. But there was an accident, and one of the potted plants may or may not have smelled, and now there's dirt stains all over the beautiful companion dress. Beautiful companion outfit. Oh dear, how unfortunate. And of course, just at this moment, this most inconvenient of moments, the door to the hab unit that you're in, smooth walled and very well kept, plants blooming from every place, slides open, and in comes your owner, an affinny, tall, made from twisted together vines, carefully chosen and placed pieces of bark and grass, soft, gentle plant material, making up her beautiful form, bioluminescent glows dribbling, her eyes glinting beautifully as they sparkle through a carefully crafted mask that gives her the visage of a beautiful woman, even though she's so much, much more than a human. Flowers grow where they've been grafted onto her vines, her roots strong and stout, supporting her beautiful, beautiful body that she's crafted just for you, her pet. Because in your time with the affinny, you've learned quite a bit. You've learned that they can change their shape as much as they like, but that they like to be as their pets are, because they know it makes their pets so very comfortable, so very safe. She smiles, happy to see you. Oh, there you are, my little Florette. I'm so glad to get home. It's been absolutely crazy today. There was quite a commotion with this poor human out in the hab unit. They had some sort of panic attack, and, well, everything's been a little bit chaotic today. There was a couple other incidents, but it doesn't matter. I'm home now. I'm with you, my sweet little Florette. She reaches out a tendril, gently stroking across the top of your head, eliciting a delightful electric rumble in your brain, down your spine, where the implant rests against the back of your neck, the implant that gives you such joy at her touch, oscillating and controlling your experience to be that of a good pet, one that is happy to receive such wonderful, intimate care from your owner. I'm glad that you're home too, mistress. You find yourself stuttering as you look up at the beautiful plant that owns you. To think less than a year ago, you thought you were a free Terran. And now you happily call a plant mistress. Things certainly seem to have changed in human space. They certainly do. Oh, my sweet little bloom, what is this on your dress? Oh, did you get soil on your dress and on your hands, too? Look, I know you like to get up to all sorts of things while I'm away, but there is so much dirt on your hands, and look at your nails. You've ruined your manicure. Oh, darling, this simply won't do. We're going to have to take care of this immediately. And with that, she cracks a wry smile as she reaches vines down gently around you, He squirms slightly, trying to protest. I could probably handle it myself, mistress. But they're really half-hearted, to be honest. You have never forgotten how good it feels to get bathed by the plant woman who owns you. Because, well, it's a very intimate experience, to say the least, one that makes you feel utterly helpless, utterly owned. She carries you in her coiled tendrils towards the bathroom, where a large tub is sunken into the floor, carefully modeled into it to look almost natural, and yet so very clean and sterile. It has an amorphous shape. You squirm slightly, making a token gesture of resistance, though you only occasionally think of that now. Oh, come now, my sweet little pet. Do you really want to wash yourself? I seem to recall that the last, what was it, 3 times that I did this, you couldn't stop mewling and making the most adorable little noises. And from what I've learned about humans, and I will say that I've become rather well educated on them in the last 9 months, that is almost always a sign of joy and happiness. Do you really expect that I would believe that you don't want this? Goodness. Well, that's all right. I will just get this water going. There we go. Got a little bit of this shampoo for you. I know how much you love the mind and body shampoo. There we go. She gently places you down into the basin, supported still by splitting tendrils flowing out from her tap roots, carefully holding you as she begins to lift your hair, letting water flow down from the shower head that she's pulled on a cord from the wall. As she rinses out your hair, gently beginning to rub in the delightful soaps and shampoos, and as they touch your body, you can instantly feel that intense sensation, the feeling of xenodrugs permeating your skin, entering into your mind already through that wonderful, potent touch. Making every single tendril, every single vine, root, leaf, and little bit of your mistress feel like an ecstatic explosion of joy as she carefully massages your torso and your body clean while carefully washing your hair. Your brain begins to almost glitch from how good it feels to get washed, to be clean. You feel so helpless and yet safe in her soft, viney coils. That's a good pet. See, it's not so bad, she says, as she washes and gently scrubs under your nails, cleaning your hands, getting every speck of dirt off of them. Poor little thing. Goodness, look at you. She coos, leaning in with her beautiful face, glowing eyes right above yours. Oh, poor thing. Yeah, I think you really did need a bath. What's it been, at least a week and a half since the last time I did this to you? She taps softly on the side of your mouth. Instinctively, you open it without even thinking. She's trained you so very well. Before you know it, she begins to brush your teeth. Less than 2 weeks ago, you would have found this horribly humiliating. But that was before the implant. That was before you began to realize just how much you loved having the very careful care of this affinity taking care of you. Your mind whites out with joy and bliss as she carefully manipulates your head, moving it from side to side with careful taps and touches to tell you just what you should do. You don't think, you simply act, and before you know it, your teeth have been cleaned, your tongue scrubbed, flossed and all. That's it. See, now you're ready for, well, not bed just yet. There's one more thing we're going to have to do, she says as she lifts you from the top. I know that you're probably feeling a little sleepy, especially with what's in that mind and body shampoo, but I have something we need to fill out. It's a little bit old-fashioned, but, well, it seems that it's been deemed an important part of human domestication, and I guess we're going to have to make sure that we fill out all of the paperwork correctly. She gives you a soft wink, peculiarly enough, as she guides you out of the bathroom, toweling you off quickly as you try your best not to fall over at how utterly good it feels for that soft, fluffy towel to be drawn over your wet body. Before you know it, you find yourself sitting on the couch, a thin, soft companion garment covering you mostly. Now, let me see, where did I put that? She opens up a couple of compartments on her bag, searching around with tendrils through multiple pockets at once until she suddenly pulls forth what looks to be almost a manila folder, something that feels very out of place in this time and space, and yet her eyes seem to glint with joy as she finds it. Ah, here it is. Perfect. Now, let's see here. This is what I'm going to need you to do, dear. She grabs a clipboard off the counter and pulls the sheet out. Now, I understand that you've done nothing but, well, embrace being here with me. It seems like you were made for this. But we are asking that, as part of the Human Domestication Treaty, in accordance with Section 57, that all new pets in the Terran sector are required to sign this paperwork. It's just, you know, routine, honestly. Nothing too crazy, just admitting to things you already knew, things that were already very true to you. So, I'm going to have you read through each of these items here, and once you do, and all you have to do is check each box once you understand what they require of you. I can answer any questions you might have, my little Florette. And I know that there's some parts that are in Affini scripts, but those parts are just for official records. Everything that's relevant to you is written in Terran script. Okay? Now, here you go. She carefully hands you the clipboard as you sit on the couch, still somewhat fuzzy from the Xena drugs and the shampoo. You begin to read. 1. Above all else, you, Florette, must obey your guardian, Avala Insula, 7th Bloom, in all things. This is for your safety, well-being, and care. There's a little box next to it. You read the next. 2. Your guardian, Avala Insula, 7th Bloom, owns you. You are her property. You do not have political rights in the Affini Compact. Again, a box. 3. You do have a guarantee of your well-being, as defined in Section 57 of the Human Domestication Treaty. 4. This guarantee of well-being does not preclude your guardian from disciplining you, as outlined in Section 61 of the Human Domestication Treaty. 5. As the property of your guardian, she may add, remove, or modify conditions of your wardship at any time for any reason within the limits established by the Human Domestication Treaty. Your full name is now going to be amended to include First Florette from this moment forward. Below this line are additional terms that your guardian, Avala Insula, 7th Bloom, has stipulated. 8. It is unbecoming for wards to swear. You must limit your language as such. 9. You are disallowed any secrets not specifically allowed by your guardian. You are disallowed to hide any part of your body from your guardian. Below is a line with a text. Sign here to acknowledge your understanding and acceptance of these terms. Seeing all this laid out before you is quite impactful, because you've come to quite adore your owner, and the idea of finally admitting it to the world, of putting it in print, of acknowledging just how utterly hopeless at taking care of themselves Terrans really are is bringing you such elation and joy. You smile up at Avala, your eyes wet with tears. Not tears of sadness, but of joy, of excitement, of realization that she really does mean to make you hers, always. You happily begin to check box after box until you reach the very bottom and sign your name for the first time with First Florette at the end. And it brings such a tinge, a tingle, an electric feeling of utter submission. Oh, little one, I'm so proud. You look so cute like that. I'm gonna have to snap a photo. Do you want to pose with it? I think we should get a copy framed and put on the wall after I send it into the Affini Records department. She practically trips over her vines trying to grab a hold of one of her many little devices, pulling forth a camera to snap a photo of you happily holding up your contract. Before long, you can feel the last lingering effects of the mind and body shampoo beginning to lift. And as you do, your guardian guides you towards bed, carefully scooping you up. Come now. I am very pleased with you, pet. I never thought I would be so lucky as to have a willing offering like you. She snuggles you close inside of her vines. Now, I think it's time we get off to bed. You've been looking a little tired. Did you get a lot done today, pet? You nod softly. Good, I'm glad. Before you can do anything else, you feel a gentle warmth blossom from the implant in the back of your neck. And then your mind feels a lot like a cloud dispersing on the wind, the warm summer wind that blows away all thoughts. Blank, empty, sleeping deeply. Suddenly, the feelings of consciousness, not forceful, but gentle, the swirling, the twisting of gently, but steadily drawn from the experience, from the world, feeling the realization that you are just present for something else, someone else's place and time and want and need, as you gently and gradually surface into the dreamscape, leaving behind everything from the experience except for the memories, leaving behind all that just happened. Sure, you can go back and visit again. All you need do is come to this place in the dreamscape once more with me. But until then, you can recall, recount, and remember who you are as you find yourself once more in the dreamscape, as you gently allow yourself to be guided towards the world of the waking, with each moment drawing closer to who you normally are, to where you normally are, to what you were doing before, remembering it, allowing yourself to be grounded, aware of your breathing, aware of your body, aware of the gentle pull of gravity on it. Maybe stretching, maybe moving, shifting as you need. Now I'm going to give you a nice little count that's going to draw you all the way out of the dreamscape, all the way back to the world of the waking. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, four, five, six, seven, feeling wonderful. Eight, energy blossoming inside of you. And nine, 10, wide awake for me, feeling wonderful, amazing, refreshed, and hopefully having had a very spectacular time. If you happen to enjoy, please check out more of my content. And also, if you like this setting, Human Domestication Guide is actually quite an amazing story and setting that you should definitely give a listen to. Well, a read, really, but it might be available sometime soon, somewhere, as an audiobook. Have a great rest of your day.